one day I'll just have to upgrade and get an 87.6 meters, but I'm really, you know, pretty happy with what I have. I've got the ICOM 718. It's a nice radio. It does good. I like it. For 2 meters and 70 cm, I got an old ICOM 2400A. This is my newest radio, this TYT for 220, only because it's about the best thing out there for 220 right now. That Elenco's out there, that, I don't know, between the Elenco and the TYT, the older, the initial TYT had some issues, but I'm fairly satisfied with what I have. I'm not too interested in replacing my 718.
Oh yeah, I get that. I actually have a 10-tech, they call it, well, it's a 6N2. It's basically a 6-meter and 2-meter, almost, doesn't do AM, does the FM sideband CW. And I've actually got a little amplifier that I can put behind it. But, see, that's the thing, too. I got a 2 and a 6-meter amplifier, but well, the radio sits in my office, and that's usually where I talk on 2 meters on from the office. And I just got to get my things together and start filtering out and setting things in place that I'm going to continue to use or get them in somebody's hands where they'll use them. Well, listen, I just backed in to my parking space, but yeah, our intention is to be there on Saturday morning. I got to get some things together this afternoon, this evening, in between everything else I've got going on. And when the wife comes out this evening, we're going to put some stuff in the vehicle and be ready to head out early tomorrow.
You're going to be a stone's throw away from where I live now, so I'm about a half a mile from where it's going to be, maybe 3/4 of a mile, but I don't plan on going there because, I use the analogy of the kid finds a nickel outside the candy store, and then he's got to pay a nickel to get in, so why bother going in? And that's my financial situation right now.